I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the gossip. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, yes, we hope you enjoy the show, as always, because it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And in case you don't know, the website that you need to go to is www.drbill.cc, which, of course, stands for Computer Curmudgeon. So, drbill.computercurmudgeon. Gotta love that. Now, before I go any further, I have to absolutely announce to you the winners of the mug contest. That's the 100th show that we have done. We had a special mug made available. Now, this is podcast number 109, and we're doing it on Sunday, October the 28th in the early evening. But, you know, it's only been 9 programs since the 100th program, and I'm just now finally getting around to announcing who won the mugs. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I've been a little bit slack, shall we say, in announcing the mug winners, but they know who they are. I did tell them. That's kind of important to tell the people who actually won. Matter of fact, they've already been sent out, and so they now have the mugs in their happy little hands, shall we say. Now, the first winner was Tom Peterson. We're going to hear more from Tom here in just a second, because he sent an email that I think you'll find very interesting. And the next person is Gerald Wassel. Hello, Gerald. Hello, Tom. Congratulations for winning those mugs. One of a kind. Well, two of a kind. Well, actually, three of a kind, because I kept one for myself. And you can also go out and still order the mugs if you go into the website, to the search bar, right there on the sidebar, there at the very top, there's a search thing. If you'll type in mug and hit the button, then it will take you to the mug announcement. And there is a link where you can order it off of CafePress.com. I guess you could just go to cafepress.com and type in Dr. Bill Mug, and it would probably come up, but this is easier, and you'll be doing it from the Dr. Bill site, so it will be more official. Yes. All right, let's listen to a quick email that Tom Peterson sent us. He works at the Galesville Fire Department in Galesville, in some state or another that I just completely slipped my mind. I think it's Wisconsin. I believe that's right. If it's not, then I'm simply wrong. But at any rate, he said, dude. He's been listening to the program apparently for a while because he knows I say dude. And he actually even spelled it right, D-E-W-D, which is, of course, the correct pronunciation for Dr. Bill's version of dude. Yeah. Okay, anyway, he says, dude, the mug arrived today and I love it. I've been absorbing coffee out of it all day and plan to do so all night. I'm up to my posterior in the CQWWDX contest, whatever that is, on the radio. It's apparently a local radio program. And the caffeine infusion is going to keep me going all night. Thanks again, Tom. And apparently, it's helping him out. And that's a good thing. At least, I think so. I'm not entirely sure. An infusion of coffee. Yeah. Anyway, not something that I would exactly recommend, but something that I'm sure he absolutely needed to win the contest. Perhaps it was a contest on how fast you could get to be vibrating from too much caffeine. But at any rate, let's do a little geek culture, shall we? I had some weird geek culture. And it's just a little too weird, even for me. But they're short. So short is good. Let's listen now to Homer Simpson and Marvin the Martian. Yeah.
Well, $5,000 for a computer and it can't handle a simple assignment.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Computers don't make errors. What they do on purpose.
Yes. Computers are so naughty. I do a pretty fair Marvin myself. At any rate, I love that one. That one got to me. Now, here is Homer Simpson and apparently Picard.
We should run a complete diagnostic on all command systems.
Computers can do that?
Yeah. Okay, well, enough of that. That's about as much frivolity as I think I can take. These were random strange computer files that I found on the internet while looking for geek culture. By the way, there's very little good geek culture out there, and I think I've actually run through most of it. So please help the doctor find geek culture to put on the podcast. I know I did get some geek culture from some other listeners, and we're going to be sharing some of that with you. But first, I need to preview it, and I haven't gotten around to doing that yet, and so that's why I haven't aired that yet. Plus, one was one that I'd already done, so that one didn't count. So anyway, I digress. The point is, there's stuff out there. Please search and find the stuff and send it to me at drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at drbill.cc, drbill.cc. And I will be glad to go and review the geek culture and see if it is worth, if it's worthy of airing on the Computer Curmudgeon podcast. There you go. Now, we also have a geek, I'm sorry, not geek culture segment. We just did the geek culture segment. We have a Game Master segment that I'm sure you're going to find very interesting. This is one that Ben was very excited about because he got a new game that he's been waiting for quite some time. And he'll tell you all about it during the Game Master segment. But in honor of the new Game Master segment, we have new Game Master theme music. And you know how that goes. Always something new with the Game Master. But this is appropriate because it is music taken from the new game. And so we'll just... Oh! Woo! Kind of loud, isn't it? New music... That's loud. Okay. Game Master segment, here we go.
Booyaka!
No bunnies, just the booyaka. Yes.
Just the booyaka. Okay. So,
it's late, by the way, so if we do something stupid, that's why.
Yeah, well, we won't be doing anything stupider than we normally do.
True.
Yeah. Okay, so,
I am excited. This is the most excited I have been in a long time about the Game Master segment.
What you got for us?
Mega Man ZX Advent.
Okay.
The sequel to last year's Mega Man ZX, and the game that my new theme song is derived from.
Aha! Yes, you may have noticed we have a new theme song. He's changing up on us again.
It has Japanese lyrics.
Does, and it's got Japanese in it and so forth. So there you go. So this is like Mega Man at Christmas.
What?
You know, Advent.
Right.
Christmas season.
Advent.
Jack us all with Boston
that's
Charlie.
That's not... You... This is what I live with. See?
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things.
Anyway, I think the official definition of the word Advent is rise of something, like rise of an empire.
And new-ishness.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
So, in Advent, you have the same basic premise as in ZX1, which is where chosen ones merge with biometals and become Mega Men.
Okay.
It's anime. You don't have to understand it.
Okay.
Just... acknowledge
don't
it.
Understand, go with the flow. Got it.
Anyway, in Advent, they've added on a new system called ATRANS.
Uh-huh.
That's short for
automatic transmission.
No.
Yeah, like you're having a car, but
no.
You can change gears.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, With the Atrans system, instead of just taking on a boss's powers when you defeat it, mm-hmm. you become the boss.
Okay, is that good?
Yes. So, like, when you defeat the aquatic...
Aren't bosses bad guys?
Usually, yes.
So you become a bad guy?
No.
And this is good?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, go with the flow.
When you beat the aquatic bad guy, you gain his power to move through water at will.
You know, Aquaman had an aquatic bad guy.
Yeah, that's, I think his name that's is great.
Black?
Mantis, yes.
Mantis, yes. That. Ouch, that's I hit my keyboard. Go ahead.
Anyway, we're moving on now.
Yes, we are.
So,
he was swimming.
What? No, we're past
underwater.
That. Past
oh.
that.
Okay.
Advent features two new characters, once again a male and a female, Gray and Ash, in that order. Now the human forms have guns, though, so you can actually fight in human form.
I see.
Which is a new feature. Seems like a very basic idea, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm still kind of back on Black Manis. Yeah, he's kind of a cool, bad guy.
Anyway.
Aquaman.
The English version of ZX-1 cut out the voice acting from Japan.
Uh-huh. That would be good.
Well, I mean, if you had subtitles, it would be fun. Anyway, point being, Advent actually dubbed it, so they have English voice acting now.
Okay, that's...
It's not the best in the world, of course, but, yeah. You know, it's actually pretty good by anime standards.
Okay. So, you're playing the game on the DS, you got the headphone or earplugs or whatever on.
Earbuds,
earbuds.
By the way.
Bud. Anyway, earbuds just such an odd thing.
Yes,
anyway,
that's great.
So, you're listening and they're talking.
Yes, they are.
Playing.
So they are.
Instead of just going doot-doot-doot-doot-doot and playing music.
And hi-ya.
Hi-ya! Yeah.
Really exciting, that.
Key.
What?
It's one of those martial arts things. You summon your ki. You go,
chi.
Okay, ki, chi. You can pronounce it a lot of different ways, but nevertheless, the point is, they're summoning.
Pain.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, where was I? All right, we're just going to get to the scoring now.
Yes.
All right, so, first off, storyline.
AI.
Well, in a side scroller.
Anyway, go ahead.
In a side scroller, you really don't have much in the way of AI.
Oh, okay.
You know, bad guys generally follow a specific pattern. You know, there's no walls to run into and get stuck on. Nothing like that.
No stucco walls.
I have no idea what you just said. Anyway.
Yes.
And I've lost my train of thought. Hang on.
You were scoring and you were...
Yes, thank you.
...sticking things on walls.
And... So the AI doesn't really...
Go against the wall, see what sticks, you know? I mean, just...
There actually is a boss that can stick to walls. Spider-Man style.
Yes.
Actually, I think he uses claws, but, you know, still.
Oh, well. Same thing.
Oh, well.
It messes your walls up.
Well, also, actually, the main character can climb up walls normally. Anyway,
beside
the point. Anyway, so AI doesn't really...
Samus can roll into a ball. Different game. Never mind. Keep going.
Wow. AI does not get a score in this game because it just doesn't apply.
Okay, so we'll move on.
Sound quality is good.
Okay.
I'd prefer better recording quality, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's the DS. What can you do? But I liked the fact there was voice acting. I liked the music. The music is good. Mega Man has always been good about music.
It must be if you're changing your theme.
Yes, with the new ZX game comes new music. And better music.
He still does Mega Man, but it's now new Mega Man music.
Advent. Anyway, so music, or sound rather, gets, I'd say, 4 out of 5. You know, if they could improve the quality just a bit, you know, I'd like it better, but...
Cool.
I don't really see how they could with the DS, to be honest.
Yeah.
Storyline is, as always, with Mega Man, 5 out of 5.
Wow.
They have really outdone themselves this time. Really tied everything together. Lots of people will tell you it's not very... deep plot line, but that's just because they don't understand anime.
They don't understand.
To be honest, Mega Man doesn't really appeal storyline-wise to the casual gamer, or the gamer who likes Halo.
Ah.
Mega Man really appeals...
Not as much blood and guts.
Well, yeah. But also, it doesn't really appeal to anyone but the anime crowd. It's very anime-ish.
Well, you know, if you tore into a robot, it wouldn't need blood anyway.
Just oil and circuitry.
Yeah, circuits and sparkles.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see what's next. Graphics.
Yes.
The sprites are as good as always with Mega Man.
Mm-hmm.
The animations are good, clear,
smooth.
Nice, smooth.
Cool.
And there's anime cutscenes, which they had in ZX1, but there's more of them this time.
I see.
And they're good.
I saw you really, really good. Trying to decide which cutscene to watch.
Yes.
And back and forth.
I was choosing my character, trying to decide which one's cutscene I wanted to see more, because I had actually mostly beaten the game with both of them.
Aha. Uh-huh. He's only had it, what?
A week.
A week? Yes. A week.
I'm at the end of the game already, with one character.
Dude. 3 or 4 days, anyway. Three days.
Moving on.
3 days, moving on, okay.
Longer than that.
So you pretty much live the game.
And I rock.
Well, yes, you do rock.
That's another issue.
Moving on.
So, graphics get, I'm going to say 5 out of 5. It's just really good. Good quality Mega Man stuff. Let's see. Play control always with Mega Man is a good deal. I like the customizable controls. Not much to say on those.
So basically, people should run out and get this game.
Yeah, this is a game that I recommend above pretty much all others. It's like my Game Master's Choice for the year or something. So it gets...
Put it on your Christmas list for the gamers in your life.
A 9.5 out of 10 overall.
Ooh, overall score, dude.
9.5. I think I gave ZX1 a 9.
Cool.
If they keep improving at this rate, it may get to 10 pretty quickly.
Pretty wild. So, he's a big Mega Man fan. He's really into the game. He's already beat it pretty much. And
well,
he's been at it for 3 days.
The final level is pretty hard. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to beat it, you know, today.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow, but, you know, it's only 4 days.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got halfway through the level.
You did say at one point earlier that the nice thing about it is that the playability is such that you'll come back.
Oh, yes. The replayability is amazing. You have two characters to play through. They have different storylines. Not very different, but fairly different.
It's just plain fun. Finish it in 4 days and then go, done with it. And get away,
you know? That's kind of what I did with Star Force, to be honest. It was just kind of there and then it was gone, you know? But with this one, replayability gets, I guess, 5 out of 5 if I was scoring it.
Cool.
Because it is really, really fun.
So,
go buy the game.
Almost
buy the game.
Out
buy
of
game.
Time.
Buy the game. So, I bought it the first day it came out. Buy the game.
Yes, he did.
Buy
the first
the game.
One in the store.
They in the GameStop. Buy the game.
The box.
They had to unpack it for me.
For him, and they handed him the game, and he
buy the game.
Was drooling all over it and everything. So I mean,
it was
an experience.
The
he turned in his game. Old game. To get money.
I was planning on selling my N64, but they actually don't buy those.
They don't.
They're that old. Buy the game.
Enough said.
Buy the game.
Oh, there you go, the Game Master segment. Yeah, it was strange there toward the end. He kept going on about buying the game. I think he wants you to buy the game. Anyway, he's pretty excited about it, so what can I say? Well, listen, we've got great sponsors here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, and I forgot to mention them earlier, and I shouldn't have done that. I should put it right at the top of the program because that's where I need to put it. That's just not acceptable, so I will mention them now. Go to my PC if you need a methodology of going to your PC. Let's say you got a file at work, you need to get it home. You've got to work on it. You get to do the next day. What are you going to do? You're going to use Go to my PC. And if you will go to Dr. Bill the Computer Convention, the website, look at the sidebar, go to the very top. There's a little widget right there at the top about Go to my PC. If you click on that, it will take you to the Go to my PC site and you can download the software, the entire package, Go to my PC. The real one, not a crippled one. You can download it and use it for free for 30 days. How cool is that? So go, click on the link, download the software, use it, and you'll be amazed. It's good stuff. Also, if you need a website, and you need to register a website name, you can go all the way down to the bottom of the Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon website, and there's a little banner thingy. And the banner thingy is GoDaddy.com. Click on the banner thingy, and it will take you to GoDaddy.com, and you'll be able to get 10% off of hosting, excellent hosting, at GoDaddy.com, and you'll get a discount for registering your domain name by clicking the little banner. Oh, you gotta love that. Okay. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's do a promo for one of the Tech Podcast Network folk, because you do realize, of course, that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, and it's also on Bwana.org Radio.
This is Bwana.org Radio.
Stand by for promo. You're the announcer.
Not your ordinary tech show. Bwana.org Radio. A virtual potpourri of technology. Bwana.org Radio. It's tech news, video game reviews, open source software, and general gadgets. It's not just for Mac or Windows. Bwana talks about both.
An exciting, exciting week if you're an Apple fan or if you're a Microsoft Windows fan.
Check out Bwana.org Radio by going to Bwana.org. That's BWANA.org. It's Bwana.org Radio. Check it out today.
Check it out, Bwana.org Radio. You know you want to do it. All right. All right, let's go to the news from the website, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, which, of course, as I said, is at drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon. Our first reference after the last podcast is that Microsoft pays $240 million for a tiny, tiny little percentage in Facebook. How lame is that? I mean, Facebook, come on! Anyway, I know that I'm kind of an old codger computer curmudgeon type, and I'm not into the social networking scene of the young folk that hang around on Facebook, but come on! $240 million for Facebook, and they don't even get the whole website, they just get this tiny little tiny small percentage. They say that Facebook is supposed to be worth $15 billion. That's with a B. Billion dollars. A website. Give me a break. Okay. Anyway, you can see that I don't exactly find it reasonable that someone would do that. But you know how it is. I just am not into Facebook. What can I say? And of course... yes, of course, that's the Geek Software of the Week. Drum roll, and it is time for Geek Software of the Week, and the Geek Software of the Week this time is Rocket Dock, you know, got a cool sounding name to it, doesn't it? Well, what it is a dock, you know, like the Mac has on its screen down at the bottom, or actually you can put it at the top or the bottom or the side, but most of the time it's at the bottom. You can hover over the icons and they get bigger and then they get smaller and they bigger and they smaller and they kind of rotate around, and then you can drag and drop things onto the bar. You know, like if you have a desktop icon, you want to move it down to the dock, drop it there. That's what Rocket Dock does. It allows you to put your icons right in one place on this docking bar doohickey, and then you can kind of Macify your PC. It really looks very cool. What you can do is if you go to their website, rocketdock.com, now that's R-O-C-K-E-T-D-O-C-K, don't forget the K, .com, go there and you will find a video that you can watch, a demonstration of Rocket Dock in action. Very, very cool. Alpha blended, animated, cool launcher for your stuff. And like I said, supports drag and drop. It has auto hide, pop up on mouse over, positioning and layering options, fully customizable, and on and on and on. And best of all, of course, it's 100% free. Gotta love that. So check it out, Rocket Dock. Very cool software. Next item. Next item is that Michael Dell, the owner, CEO, and general all-around cool guy at Dell Computers, says that Linux server sales are up. That means Windows Server sales are down. And you know, the doctor loves that. I love to hear about more Linux servers and less Windows servers in the universe, because that's just the way I am. At any rate, folks are coming around to common sense. After all, if you buy a computer and can put a free operating system on it that is rock solid, never crashes, runs forever, and will just run all your stuff that you need to run, like websites and databases and things of that nature, why would you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for supporting a proprietary infrastructure? I don't know. Although, actually, I work at a place that has a proprietary infrastructure in place. Starts with an M, ends with a T, and they pay me to keep that up as well. Although I do a little bit with VMware and Linux and other operating systems. But, you know, I don't want to exactly shoot the hand that feeds me, so to speak. But Microsoft has just gotten too big for its britches. What can I say? They need to be taken down a notch. And the fact that Michael Dell is out there saying that Linux server sales are up makes me feel very, very good. Okay, next item. The Senate passes a moratorium on internet access taxes. Now, let me get this straight. The Senate, this is the government, did something right. I mean, why aren't we hearing this on the news? Why aren't people blowing trumpets and screaming and shouting and dancing in the streets? The government did something right. Wow. Pretty cool. Anyway, they did the right thing by keeping the moratorium on internet taxes. Now, what you might ask is a moratorium? It sounds very official. Well, basically what it is everybody wants to charge Mongo taxes. It's kind of a cosmic term, Mongo. Anyway, it's somewhat like, you know, where they go on Flash Gordon, that's the planet Mongo. But anyway, I digress. The point is that they want to charge taxes, you see. And the government has been saying, no, don't charge taxes to people accessing the internet, because that will stave off, that's another one of those fancy terms, stave off internet entrepreneurial stuff. And so we want to have people out there selling shoes and selling, you know, vitamins and little fluffy doll thingies and so forth on the internet. And since we want them doing that, we need to encourage them by not charging them out the wazoo, another technical term, out the wazoo for internet taxes. And so we have a moratorium. That's where everybody kind of gets together and says, okay, let's not charge the taxes. Okay, sounds good to me. All right. And so then they don't. And since they don't, the whole ISP connection thing is somewhat cheaper. And you notice I say somewhat cheaper. It needs to be way cheaper, and it needs to be higher bandwidth for what they're charging us, because in South Korea, they get 30 megabytes up and 30 megabytes down for like $30 a month. Come on, America, what's wrong with this picture? We should be leaders in technology, not falling behind the South Koreans. I mean, they make little tiny cars. Give me a break. We need to be faster on the internet than they are. I propose that we need to have a internet speed race. Yeah, I'm not talking about speed racer here. I'm talking about race for speed on the internet, that we should be out there faster. We should be like, if they're 30 meg downlink and uplink, then we should have 35 meg downlink and uplink for the same price that they're charging. It should be like, you know, it was with Russia and the United States and the space race and the Sputnik and all those good things. It needs to be our American right to have the fastest internet on the planet. That's my editorial for the day. I know it ain't going to happen, but hey, we can dream. We all have a dream. One day, we'll see people speeding through the internet. I have a dream. But at least we're getting rid of dial-up. So we'll take what we can get. And we all want faster internet. But at least right now there's a moratorium. How long does that moratorium last, you ask? Why, it will go through the year 2014, November of 2014. So expect right around the beginning of October of 2014 that all the politicians will start saying, come on, dudes, let's charge more taxes. Come on. You know, unless we you know, keep the people out that want to charge the taxes and have the people in that don't want to charge the taxes. And hint, hint. Anyway, so that's kind of all the news for this week. And we're actually running right down to the wire. We're like 10 seconds away from 30 minutes for the podcast. So we're right where we need to be. How's that for amazing? Yes, I thought so. All right, it's about that time. There's the music coming up. Remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.